Ni hao.
How are you?
Well, it's good to be here with you again.
很高兴能够跟再见到大家。
We have a good message today.
我们有一个很好的信息。
God is a God of new beginnings.
神永远让我们能够重新开始。
He is a God of second chances.
神永远都会给我们第二次的机会。
I know a man called Charles who spent time in prison for serious crimes.
有一个人叫做查理斯，他因为犯了一个很重大的罪，所以呢，在监狱里头被关了很多年。
While in jail, he came to his senses, he repented, he trusted in Christ, and his life has been transformed by God.
当他监狱的时候呢，他醒悟过来了，他悔改。而且呢，靠着耶稣基督，他变成一个基督徒，他的生活得到很多的改变。
And he established the ministry called Prison Fellowship that serves the prisons.
结果呢，他设立了一个叫监狱团契的事工。
Stephen was another man. He was part of a Vietnamese gang.
有一个人叫 Stephen， 他是一个越南的黑帮分子。
Committing crimes in Sydney.
他犯了很多的罪行。
Then a friend of mine told him about Jesus. He came to his senses. He repented and he put his faith in Jesus.
当一个我的朋友告诉他有关耶稣基督的事情，他觉醒过来，变成一个基督徒。
His life was transformed.
结果呢，他的生命得到了改变。
There is no one beyond God's forgiveness.
没有任何人他。不会得到耶稣的救恩。
No matter what you've done.
不管说你做过什么样的事情。
Because salvation is a matter of God's grace, not our goodness.
因为呢，这个救恩呢，不是并不是因为我们做了什么事情，而是耶稣为我们做了什么事情。
It's not what we do, but what Christ has done for us.
不是我们做了些什么事情，而是耶稣呢，他向我们做什么。
It is important to notice the very beginning of chapter 15 in which Luke records the parable of the lost son or the parable of the loving, forgiving father.
当我们在刚刚所读的经文路加福音第十五章后半段呢，他提到呢，有一个浪子，有一个儿子，迷失的儿子，而且呢，有一个充满爱的父亲。但是当我们提到这个时候，我们必须要看这个故事的前后文。
The tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
在十五章前面的时候呢，他提到呢有很多税吏，还有一些罪人，他们集合在一起。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them."
结果呢，这些法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Jesus is in trouble with the religious leaders of the day. For having a meal with the sinners.
耶稣呢，在那一天呢，他有麻烦了，因为呢，他跟罪人在一块吃饭。
Some of them were drunkards.
这些罪人呢，有的都是喝醉酒的。
Some might have been sexually immoral.
有一些呢，可能会有一些性不道德的行为。
Some were prostitutes.
有一些人甚至于他是妓女。
Others were tax collectors and cheats.
有一些呢，他是税吏，而且呢，他可能是一个常常欺骗别人的。
And they worked for the hated Roman army.
他们为着他们所憎恨的一些罗马人来服务。
As you might expect, the respectable religious people in Israel sent the sinners away.
所以呢，你可以预期这一些在这边的一些宗教里面的一些领袖呢，他告诉他们这些罪人呢，冷眼相待，他们认为他们是社会的败类。
Not so Jesus.
但是呢，耶稣他却不是这样想的。
Jesus met with them and ate with them.
耶稣呢，他跟他们在一块，而且呢，跟他们一块的吃饭。
The religious leaders were very angry with Jesus.
所以呢，这些宗教领袖呢，他们非常的生气。
So Jesus told three stories, three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
所以耶稣呢，就在路加福音十四十五章的时候，他就讲到三个比例一个是遗失的羊，还有第二个是遗失的钱币，第三个呢是失落的儿子。
It's that third parable we look at this afternoon.
好，我们今天所要谈的就是第三个故事，第三个比喻。
There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided the property between them.
有一个父亲呢，他有两个儿子。结果呢，其中有一个儿子竟然要求父亲说，把你要给我的遗产现在给我。
The request was scandalous.
这种事情呢，可以说是是一个非常羞辱的一件事情。
Kenneth Bailey is a writer who worked in the Middle East for 15 years, and he asked the question, "What would happen if you asked for your inheritance before your father was dead?"
有一个人呢，叫做 Kenneth Bailey， 他曾经访问过各行各业，在中东从摩洛哥到印度，还有从土耳其到苏丹每一个地方，问他们说如果有人有一个儿子呢，在父亲还没有死的时候，就问他们说，可不可以把产业传给我
？The conversation would go like this.
结果呢，他们中间的对话是这样子的。
Has anyone ever made a request in your village like this?
有没有人在你的村庄里面，他竟然对父亲做这样子的要求呢
？The answer, never.
他们的回答是不可能的。
Could anyone make such a request?
有没有人做出这样子的要求
？Impossible.
又有人回答说，绝对不可能的事情。
If anyone ever made that request, what would happen?
然后再问说，如果有人竟然这样做，那到底会发生什么事呢
？His father would beat him, of course.
如果这样子的话，他父亲当然会把他痛打一顿哦。
Why?
为什么
？This request means he wants his father to die.
因为这种要求呢，就意味着说他希望他的父亲早一点死。
The younger son's request in a parable was scandalous.
这个年轻的小儿子呢，他对父亲这种要求呢，他是一个非常羞辱、耻辱的事情。
To demand his inheritance amounted to saying he wished his father were dead.
这样的要求呢，就相当于他跟他父亲说：“我希望你赶快的死。”
But beyond the scandalous request, Jesus' audience would have been astonished at the father's response.
但是呢，在这种羞辱 的要求底下呢，耶稣的听众可能还是会觉得很惊奇，说：“哇，这个父亲竟然有这种反应。”
He divided the property between them.
这个父亲呢，竟然答应把产业分给他们。
What sort of parent would divide the property and give it to the son who wants you dead?
怎么会有这样父亲？当儿子希望他死的时候，他还愿意把这个产业来分给他呢？
The answer, a divine parent, for this is a parable.
这个答案呢，就是因为在这个比例里面，他是在描述一个天上的父亲，就是我们的阿爸父。
Friends, Jesus is drawing a picture how we human beings are separated from God because we tell him to go and die.
所以耶稣呢，在这边呢，他画出一个图画来形容呢，我们人是怎么样来对待神的。
People everywhere say to God, "I wish you were dead. This is my life. I do it my way."
人，我们是照人的形象走，照神的形象。但是呢，每个地方呢，我们都会这样说。我们跟神说，好像我们跟神说，我们希望神赶快的死掉，我们要过我们自己的生活。
He took his money and he left.
他拿钱。
What happens next? Please read 13 to 16.
OK， 那当这个儿子拿了钱以后，后来发生什么事情？那他记载在路加福音十五章十三到十六节，我来念十三节 verse 13。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。十四节 verse 14。既耗尽了一切所有的，又一着那地方，大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。Verse 16， 他恨不得拿猪所吃的稻荚充饥，也没有人给他。
The younger son, with his money in his hand, took off on a reckless chase for life and satisfaction, and he squandered his wealth in wild living.
这个小儿子呢，他就拿着钱呢，就过了一些任意晃荡的生活。而且呢，把他的钱都挥霍光了。
He got drunk.
他可能常常喝醉酒。
He slept with prostitutes.
他可能常常去嫖妓。
It was just one big party for him until his money ran out.
他可能天天都在宴乐，以致到最后呢，他钱全部都花光了。
What did he want?
这个人他到底要做什么事情呢？
He wanted freedom to do his own thing.
因为呢，他想要自由。
No rules, no church, no family.
Freedom. 不要给我什么样的限制，也不要教会来教导我怎么做，也不要说父母告诉我应该怎么样做，我要自由。
It's like someone standing on the top of a cliff.
就像说有一个人呢，他站在那个悬崖 的上面。
He feels free.
他觉得说哇，我自由。
To do what he wants.
我可以做任何事情。
Free to jump and free to fly like a bird.
我可以很自由，我要跳下去，我要飞。
And he flies off.
他就飞了，跳下
去。And what happens?
结果你们知道会发生什么事情吗？
Straight to the bottom, smash.
哇，结果摔到悬崖底下，死掉了。
Because he's not a bird.
因为他不是鸟。
When we choose freedom instead of listening to God, we sometimes make a mess of our lives.
当我们选择我们不管神了，我们要自由了，那就像这样的人从悬崖跳下去一样。
I spent many hours helping people.After they've jumped off the cliff and made a mess of their lives.
对于我的上帝给我的托付就是帮这些已经跳到悬崖摔浑身脆骨的人呢，帮他重新整合起来，让他得到新生命。
I had a friend, his name was Jonathan.
我有一个朋友，他的名字叫做 Jonathan.
He wanted freedom from God and freedom from his family.
他想要从神那边不要受神的束缚，他想要自由，他也不想从他家庭里面得到束缚。
He went off to wild living in the city of Sydney.
所以呢，他就离家在雪梨的市区住了一阵子。
He ended up in the gutter in Surrey Hills.
结果呢，到最后呢，他竟然醉倒在这个 Surrey Hill 的一个旁边马路旁边的沟里面。
And one day, an elderly Christian woman from the Salvation Army found him in the gutter and spoke to him about Jesus and brought him back to church.
结果呢，到最后呢，有一个老年的那个 Salvation Army 救世军的姐妹的老姐妹，发现他就把他救起来，然后带他到教会去。
The young son in the parable.Threw himself off a cliff and ended up in a pigsty.
这个小儿子呢，他就像说在悬崖里面呢跳下来，结果呢，哇，竟然落在一个猪舍里面。
A dishonorable place, especially for a Jewish man.
这个猪舍呢，对犹太人来讲是一个很不光荣的事情，因为犹太人他连猪肉都不吃，结果他竟然要来这边养猪。
That's the tragedy of all of us when we try to live.With freedom, without God, in an impossible way.
这个真的是像我们的写照。我们常常想要违反神，结果呢就得到这样的结局。
Friends, we are made by God. We are made to have a relationship with God and to listen to God.
我们呢是照着神形象所造的，神制造造我们，而且呢我们是被制造来被创造来，我们要听神的话。
You can flap your wings on the edge of the cliff as much as you like. When you go over the edge, you're going down.
你可以在悬崖里面呢，你喜欢你就往下跳吧。你可以张开你的手，好像翅膀在那边看可不可以飞起来。但是呢，结局你就掉到悬崖底下。
I love a story about the great boxer, you know, boxing, Muhammad Ali. He was on an aeroplane flying across America.
我喜欢有一个故事，他提到说穆罕默德阿里他是一个拳王，他曾经得过很多届 的第一名。结果呢，有一次呢他在美国搭的那个国内的班机。
The plane was shaking and the captain said, Ladies and gentlemen, will you please fasten your seatbelts? We're about to enter a storm. We'll experience some quite severe turbulence.
结果呢，这个机长呢就讲说各位先生，各位女士，我们现在呢有一个很不稳定的气流可能会碰到乱流，所以请大家绑好你的安全带。
Everyone started to put on the seat belts.
所有人呢，他就赶快听话的把那个安全带系好。
But not Muhammad Ali.
但是呢，阿里呢，他却不干。
The air hostess said, "Sir, the captain has asked us to fasten our seat belts. We are about to enter a storm. It could be dangerous."
最后呢，空服员跑过来跟他讲说，先生，刚刚机长已经广播过了哈，这我们准备要碰到一个很大的乱流，请你把安全带系好。
Muhammad Ali said, "Superman don't need no seat belt."
最后穆罕默德阿里呢，竟然回答说，我是一个超人，我并不需要安全带。
Listen carefully. The flight attendant said, "Superman don't need no aeroplane."
结果呢，这个空服员呢，哇，他很机智的回答说，你如果是一个超人的话，你并不需要一架飞机。
He needed the aeroplane. He needed the seat belt.
他需要飞机才能够带着他飞，他也需要系好他的安全带。
The hardest thing for many people to do is admit that they are sinners and they need help from God.
其实呢，对所有人最困难的事情就是承认你就是一个罪人，你有软弱，你需要神。
We like to pretend we're Superman or Superwoman.
我们喜欢假装呢，我们就是超人、超女人。
But we need God's help and God's forgiveness.
但是呢，我们每个人我们都需要神。
This young man in the parable came to his senses.
在这个比例里面呢，这个年轻的小儿子呢，他最后他回转过来了。
He realizes he is lost and he is guilty.
他醒悟到说，他不但是从父亲前面失落了，而且呢，他有罪了。
His father is back home and he's sitting in a pigsty.
他离开他父亲呢，结果呢，竟然到猪舍里面。
He knows he's lost, but secondly, he knows he's guilty.
他第一个呢，他知道他是失落的。那第二个，他必须要明白呢，他有罪了。
He decides to go home.
他决定呢，他要回到家里来。
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men."
结果呢，他就回到他父亲面前跟他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配做你儿子，我要作为你的一个雇工。
What's Jesus' point?
耶稣呢，他要告诉我们什么
？We are guilty of rejecting God as King in our lives.
我们有罪，因为呢，我们拒绝了神对我们的爱。
We are a confused mess.
我们呢，变成一个变成生活变成一团糟。
We've offended and hurt God.
我们冒犯了神。
We have sinned against God.
我们对神有罪了。
If you have any doubts, just look at the cross of Jesus.
如果你对这件事情你有怀疑的话，那你就看十字架。
The cross shows us how much the sin of the world offends, angers, and hurts God. Jesus dies for us.
这十字架提醒我们说，我们对神的得罪有多么的大，以至于神他必须要让他独生儿子在十字架为我们的罪受死。
In 1 Peter we read these words, "Christ died for sins, once for all the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you back to God."
在彼得前书第三章十八节，他提到说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的。
The son realized that he was not just lost, but also guilty. Not simply that he needed his father's fellowship, but he needed his father's forgiveness as well.
这个小儿子呢，他到最后觉悟到说，他不但失落的，而且呢，他已经得罪了神。所以呢，并不只是他跟他父亲恢复亲情，而且呢，他需要他父亲的原谅。
He took a courageous step, and he went back to his father.
所以呢，他就鼓起勇气回到他父亲那边去。
The son is walking to the father. The father is in his house, and the father sees the son. What will the father do?
当这个儿子回来的时候呢，那父亲远远的看到他。那你们想一看，想一想，当这个浪子回来的时候，这父亲会怎么样的对待他
？He saw him, and he says, "While the son was still a long way off, I think the father's waiting." The father was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
当这个父亲在远远的时候看 看到那个儿子回来的时候呢，哇，他很高兴，就跑步过去那边，而且呢把他抱起来跟他亲嘴。
Friends, in the ancient world, the fathers never ran.
事实上呢，在那时候，在那个地区的父亲是一个比较长者呢，他们不常用这种来跑步。
The fathers are respectable. The children should run to them.
事实上应该这个父亲是应该被尊重的，那应该是儿子应该赶快跑过来。
But the father has been watching for the lost son.
但是呢，这个父亲他就一直看着，看盼望着这个儿子什么时候会回来。
And when he starts coming home, the father does everything against his culture. He pulls up his pants, his dress between his legs, and he runs.
当好不容易，父亲看到这个儿子竟然回来了，他已经顾不及有什么面子尊严的问题了，他长袍子他就提起来，然后赶快向那小儿子跑过去。
That's what God is like.
这个就是我们父亲这样子来看待我们。
He looks, he waits, and he rejoices when we come home.
虽然这儿子呢，他曾经迷失，但是呢，这个父亲好高兴，他又愿意重新回来。
The son thinks he's going to make it up to his father. He says, "I will work for you."
这个儿子呢，当回来的时候，他知道自己做错事情了，所以他跟父亲说，我就来帮你工作好了。
Father says, "No, stop, stop." He says, "Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf, kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
这父亲呢就说你不用再说了哈。所以呢，他还特别吩咐仆人说，把他上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，而且呢，把那个回鸟毒牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Friends, when we turn back to God, He does not grind our faces into the dirt beneath His feet, as many fathers would do. No, He forgives us. He shows grace and mercy.
当我们愿意回到神那边的时候，神不会像一般世上的父亲一样，他可能会骂我们、打我们、把我们的面子踩在地上。但是我们天上的父亲不会，他会像这样的父亲一样，他远远看到我们就跑过去拥抱我们，跟我们亲嘴。
He rejoices and all heaven rejoices.
当这件事情发生的时候，他高兴，神高兴，连天上的使者都很高兴。
There is a book called Six Hours One Friday by a writer Max Lucado, and he has a conversation with his four-year-old daughter, only four, her, and this is how it goes.
有一本书书名叫做在一个礼拜五的六个小时它是一个作者叫做 Max 他所写的 他书上有一个故事呢，他讲到他跟他女儿的一个对话。
Little four-year-old daughter says, "Daddy, I have a confession. I drew on the wall with a crayon. I scribble all over the wall."
他女儿有一天跑来告诉他说Daddy,我拿一个蜡笔把那墙壁画了，不知道怎么办。
He took his daughter, put her on his lap, and said, "Is that a good thing to do?"
他就把她抱起来，放在她的膝盖上，问她说，你觉得这样做好吗？
And she said, "No."
她说不好。
He said, "What does Daddy do when you write on the wall?"
他就问她说，那这样爸爸要怎么来做来对待你呢？
Says, "You spank me."
结果他说你会打我屁股。
I said, "What do you think Daddy should do this time?"
他又问他说，那你觉得我这一次是不是要这样来对待你？
She said, "Love me."
他回答说，你这一次会爱我。
Don't we all want that? Don't we want a father who, even though our mistakes are written all over the wall, will love us anyway?
我们是不是我们也喜欢神这样来对待我们？尽管呢，我们像那个调皮的女儿一样把墙壁画满了，但是神他还是爱我们。
If you're a long way from God, God says, "Come home."
如果尽管你跟神的距离很远，但是呢，神他一直盼望你能够回到他身边。
But we're not finished yet.
但是我们到这里只讲到小儿子这个比例呢并没有完全的讲完。
There are two sons.
他有两个儿子。
There's another son.
我们还有另外一个儿子。
Why does Jesus introduce him in the parable?
为什么耶稣他在这个比例里面呢他有介绍他这个大儿子。
Because the second son represents the religious leaders.
因为呢这个大儿子呢事实上就好像宗教里面的领袖一样。
The ones who think they're perfect, they don't make any mistakes, he represents them.
这个宗教领袖呢看起来好像他的道德各方面行为好像都不错，就好像这个大儿子一样。
He said in 15:29, Look, Dad, all these years I've been slaving for you and I never disobeyed your orders.
结果呢这个大儿子呢就这样跟他的父亲说我服侍你这么多年从来没有违背过你的命令，但是呢你从来就没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和我的朋友能够一同的快乐。
He's not happy. Do you hear the whining self-pity in that sentence?
所以呢我们可以从他讲的话中可以感觉起来他很酸的味道，他是在发牢骚。
He's not like that son who took the money and ran away. He stayed home.
他不像这个小儿子他弟弟一样把钱拿走然后花光了，他乖乖的跟他爸爸在一块。
But notice it says, I've been slaving for you. It didn't say, I've been enjoying you. I've been slaving for you.
他讲说我就一直 在你身边来帮 来为你做事情。
He has been at home the whole time, but he's still distant from his father.
尽管呢他一直在家里，可是事实上他的心跟他父亲是很远的。
His father said, come into the party, he said no.
当他父亲说来吧来参加我们的 party 吧，但是他说不要。
Your brother was lost and he's found. He was dead, he's alive again. Come into the party. And the brother says no.
当他说你的弟弟呢他是失而复得，他是从死里又变成活的，来我们来参加这个庆祝宴会，但是他说不要。
The first son took the money and went away. The second son won't come into the party.
结果呢这个小儿子他曾经把他父亲分给他的家产拿走了而且花光了，那这个大儿子呢虽然比较好，但是呢他却拒绝了他父亲的邀请。
Everyone knows that the second brother is not in the party, and the father has gone to speak to him, but he won't come in.
虽然大家都知道这个小儿子回来了，大家要为他庆祝他回来，但这个大儿子呢，却死都不肯进去。
There's more embarrassment for the father. Everyone is watching. The son will not come in.
这是一个非常难堪的事情，因为大家都在看，哇，这个大儿子竟然不肯进去。
He encourages his son. He says, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Come on in."
为了劝这个大儿子能够进去，这个父亲就对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。来，我们来参加这个宴会吧。”
Can anyone be so foolish to choose hell in preference to heaven? Yes, they can, and the reason lies in a single word: pride.
真的是有人这么一笨以至于他竟然选择不要来到神的面前而愿意过自己的生活吗？真的有人这样子吗？答案是有的，因为我们的骄傲。
He folds his arms and he thinks he doesn't need forgiveness.
他呢就手插了这个地方来，我才不愿意呢。
Friends, the younger son came to his senses.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个小儿子，这小儿子呢，他醒悟过来了。
He had the humility to repent, and he was rescued and reconciled to his father.
他放下了他的骄傲，他愿意谦卑来回到他的父亲面前。
He's willing to come back to his father and into the house.
他愿意到他父亲面前，然后到房子里面去。
The older brother refused to do so.
但是这个大儿子虽然他的行为好像比较好，但是他却拒绝他父亲的邀请进到屋子里面去。
It was his pride that kept him outside, just as is it was the pride that would keep the Pharisees and the teachers of the law outside.
因为骄傲，所以使这个大儿子呢，他不肯进到房子里面去。就好像这些宗教领袖，还有一些文士一样，他们不愿意到耶稣面前来。
And it was their pride that would consent to Jesus' death, and they would nail him to the cross.
因为这些法利赛人，这些宗教领袖，因为他们的骄傲，他们不愿意到耶稣的面前来认罪，所以他甚至同意把耶稣钉在十字架上面。
Some people are far from God.
有一些人他跟神的距离非常的远。
But some of you can come to church every week, say the right things, have your Bible in your home, and still be far from God.
对，但是有一些人他愿意每个礼拜天他愿意到教会来敬拜神，他在家里他也愿意看圣经来读神的话语。
Don't ever think you're better than anyone else.
不要想说你比其他人行为更好。
We are all saved by grace.
我们都是靠着神的救恩。
It's a free gift.
这是一个不要钱的礼物。
It's all because of the cross of Jesus.
因为耶稣他已经在十字架为我们付了赎价。
Come to your senses.
让我们能够回转过来。
Come back to God and find forgiveness and new life.
让我们能够回到神的面前，我们就可以得到他所给我们的恩典。
Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are full of grace.
神啊，谢谢你你的救恩是完整的。
Thank you for this parable.
谢谢你告诉我们这个比喻。
It reminds us that we are lost and guilty, but we can be found and that we can be forgiven.
谢谢你这个比喻告诉我们尽管我们曾经迷失，但是我们可以回转回到你的面前。
Help us to love you and to trust in you.
帮助我们，让我们能够认识你，能够相信你，得到你的救恩。
We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.